Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Tribal Wisdom Radio, your marriage support network. Tune in for all things love, marriage, and family. We are devoted to love. Here we go.
Yes, yes, here we go again. Another week of Tribal Wisdom Radio. I'm your host, Cynthia Williamson, and tonight we are continuing our singles chat, shows made just for singles, where we're talking about relationship resolutions and red flags. Tonight we have the extreme pleasure of having Miss Tia Hill. She is known as the Date Whisperer. Guys, I can't wait for this show to continue. If you listened to last week's show, I know that you're going to enjoy this week's show. Tia is commonly referred to as the relationship fixer. I guess, you know, she is the Olivia Pope of the dating world. The Date Whisperer has over 10 years experience solving the romantic relationship problems of men and women from all walks of life, whether the successful corporate tycoon that keeps striking out in love, a young professional struggling to make sense of relationships that just won't progress, or a single parent ready to start fresh. The Dating Whisperer has successfully tackled the unique challenges of her diverse clients, and we are so very happy to have her on tonight. Tia, are you there?
I'm here.
Yay! We just got off from a nice chat where we asked a couple of questions about what dating a dating coach really does, what dating coaching is about, and how it can help us prepare to be ready again to kind of get back out there. So reintroduce yourself for me. I know I gave you an introduction, but tell us where you are, where you're from, who you are, and what it is that you do in your terms.
Okay, can you hear me? You're breaking up a little bit, but can you hear me?
Oh, I can hear you. My mic is doing something strange. Yes, I'm here.
Yeah, it's like breaking up on you, so I don't know. Okay.
Okay.
I'm here. Let me know if you can hear me.
Okay. I can hear you.
Okay. I'm from D.C., and our office is the Date Whisper. It's headquartered out of D.C., but we service D.C., Maryland, and Virginia. We absolutely love what we do, and it is an amazing thing to help ladies and men get proposed, keep the ring, and understand the power of a healthy relationship and why it is effective to have a relationship consultant or a dating coach in their life.
Okay. Okay, some of our questions tonight actually centered around that in the Twitter chat. So let's go ahead and discuss some of those things tonight on air. Why a dating coach? You know, is it beneficial to have a dating coach? And why?
I think that the thing that I've learned a lot over the years is that dating has changed. You know, I always say there's three parts to it. It's dating, courting, and marriage. And you always date the person that you're in love with or love constantly. But we've stopped dating. We do more texting, talking, and we start having full-blown conversations, assuming that we know someone via text. And we've literally got to teach people how to communicate, how to accept a compliment, what to expect on a date, what to expect during courtship, because oftentimes, as in Twitter chat, people are not exposed to those things early on in life.
This is true. That is something that we mentioned, that a lot of us didn't really start dating until much later. I know I didn't really start dating until I was 19, 18, or, you know, going on 19. So those rules, those things that you're supposed to talk about and learn when it comes to courting and dating, because there is a difference, according to you, is not something that we really discussed in the home. And then if you discuss it amongst your friends, they were just as ignorant as you were. So we were all kind of stumbling around in the dark. Mm-hmm. So since you touched on that, what is the difference? Talk to me about what dating is about, what we should be doing when we're dating, and at what point does it become courting?
Dating is the initial getting to know someone and enjoying that time and just having fun, and relaxing and dating in the phases. We don't date in the proper phases. So when it's time to say, what's your name? What do you like? We can literally be honest. And we're not honest. We'll say, I like long walks, but you really like jumping up and down on a trampoline, and you're afraid that someone's going to judge you. But this time that you can be honest and pure, because there's no feelings, there's no attachment, there's no connection. You're building a friendship and a foundation so that this person can really get to know you. Whereas we say things that we want people to, we think that someone wants to hear, and the other can fall for the representative. Courting is where the guy has decided, this woman is totally amazing, and I cannot live without her in my life. And the activities and the things that they do are copying or mimicking the things that they would do in marriage. And you get to have that experience like, wow, this is what traveling you would be like if we're married, if he's in a courtship. And you're like, this is, you know, you get to experience moments, but enjoy that moment because it's the pretty to build an amazing relationship. And then in marriage, you have to keep the spice up. You have to still dress up. You have to still take, go out on those, if it's a weekly date, every Friday night, you two get dressed up, hit the town, have an amazing time, or if it's even still in the house and it's a dinner and a movie. That is your quality time. That is your bonding time. That's the time that you two give each other your undivided attention and just connect.
Love it. Love it. So let's backtrack a little bit to the dating part. And this is a time when you are supposed to be yourself, where you're just kind of being relaxed, mm-hmm. having fun. There should be no judgment. There should be no real expectations. Of course, you know, hopefully there are the butterflies because there is an initial attraction to this person. What, as a coach, is there some sort of questions that you ask someone to find out what they really know about themselves in order for them to be comfortable when it comes to dating?
I think that one of the things I always tell people, especially women, get in the mirror, take your clothes off, and look at yourself and get real and say, hi, Tia. I am such and such years old. I live in such and such, and I hate these things about me. Then after you do that, turn right back around and say, hi, Tia, I'm such and such years old. I live in such and such area, but I absolutely love and wouldn't change for anything under the sun these things about me. And when you say them out loud, you then get to know what you need to work on. If your hate, the things that you dislike, outweigh the things that you like, then we have a lot of work to do. But if the things that you like outweigh the things that you dislike, then that means that you're really loving yourself and you're not judging. So if I say you really love your smile, then use your smile. And use your smile in a way that when you get a little bit nervous, always remember to smile. If you love your legs, when you're walking into a room, understand that you have an amazing stance because you love about you. You have to love those certain things about you before you can even and accept the compliment from another person to tell you that they love those things about you. Because if you don't love your legs and you're like, they're bow-legged. And when someone says, you have a nice bone, you know, I like your legs, you say, really? And you second-guess yourself. And at that point, if that person is not a good person for you, they're able to tell, like, there's a weakness. And they can play on that. However, if you like me very much and you're confident and you're assertive, that person is then like, different. And then they have to put on their A game to even get to know you because you're confident in yourself. So that's the one thing that I tell everybody. You have got to know your own worth up and down before you can get out here in this dating game.
Okay, so the first suggestion of getting naked, because, you know, I just want to bust out laughing, but I'm not. But, okay, I am. So getting naked, you know, I see that two ways. You know, you have to get naked and unashamed with yourself physically, mentally, spiritually, the whole thing. in order to know what you like about yourself, in order to be able to become more confident and take compliments. This is the process that you're telling me.
I am, because the reason I say that is in clothes, makeup, a great hairstyle, we love ourselves. You know, we get dressed up. So you don't look at yourself and say, oh, I really hate my beauty mark, you know, because you can cover it up with concealer and a good set of makeup. But if you are completely bare and new, you know who you are, because the reality of love is that love, which is so powerful, love the true you, which is your mistakes, your scars, your scratches, your blue past, your hurt. That's love. Love is not the sugar cookie cutter relationship that's always peaches and cream. And we always want to give our pink cream representative, but we don't ever want to get down to the nitty gritty of it's going to get real. And am I going to stay with you at the end? Or am I going to leave?
Nice.
You kind of go where I'm going?
Yeah. No. You are on point. I love it. You know, you said the reality of love is that we have to get raw, we have to get bare, we have to get new with ourselves, and love that part of ourselves before all the makeup and the, you know, the clothing and the hair,
mm-hmm.
all the, you know, the amenities of us get on. That is, a perfect statement right there. I don't even want to touch that anymore. I can't wait to post that later on. So here we are. We're dating. We're loving ourselves. We're having a good time. Is it okay to date more than one person?
Yes, it is. dating multiple people allows you to see what's out there, and it also guards your heart. Our lifeline is our heart. And we do not understand how vital it is until we get attached to someone and it gets broken. So you're dating more than one person. You're not getting consumed. And again, let me reiterate that dating means not having sex with. It means enjoying the time with a person and just having fun. So you know what I mean? Like,
I do. So you might need to say it again, because some people put those two in the same category. So dating is not having sex.
It's not. That's how we get confused. You date, so you go on a couple of dates, he's amazing, then you have sex. And then to you, he didn't tell you he really wanted to be with you. He didn't tell you he liked you. You just figured like, oh, I've seen him every week for 3 weeks, so he must be only into me. You sleep with him, now you're like, call me. And now you're doing the whole, why didn't he call me? Why didn't he reach out to me? We've been dating for such a time. And then when he doesn't call you back or you don't hear from him anymore, you're like, oh. And a lot of people say, oh, it's the 90-day rule. It's mm-hmm. not the trickery of the 90-day rule. It's mm-hmm. the understanding of yourself. Some women can have sex immediately and catch absolutely no feelings. The mm-hmm. average woman cannot do that. And at a certain point, the average woman is looking for marriage.
Mm-hmm.
So like I say, it doesn't even matter if it's 90, 180, 30, 50. You have to know what you want. And if you know what you want when you're out here on the dating scene, there are certain things to tolerate because you know what your end game is. Most people do not know what their end game is. They know what their ideal end game would be. I would like to be married. No one is saying, ring. I want my ring, and I'm not tolerating anything less. When you say you want a job, no one says, I would like to have a job. You say, I'm going job hunting. I'm getting a job. When you need to get a car, you don't say, I would love to have a car. No, I'm going to go get one. And you go out and you get those things because you know exactly what your end game in mind. If 90% of people walk out saying, I would love to be married, I'll be married. Not, I'm going to get married. And when you say that, men treat you totally different because they know I can't play with her. She knows what she wants. He can fall to the wayside immediately, or he will step up in court or in date.
Nice. Very nice. I wish this stuff was talked about when we were growing up. And I'm so glad that you are around now to really give this knowledge and wisdom to the daters and those who are returning back to dating so that they know, you know, how to what end game to have. I like that description, that know what your end game is. If you know going into dating that you want to eventually get married, is that something that you say, you know, during the dating phase?
Mm-hmm.
How do you start this conversation? When you're talking with someone, you know, let's talk about getting into the conversation. You've been naked. You've been confident. Go on.
Okay. And bear with me if I overdo breaking up a little bit. But the funny part about that conversation is the guy will say, so what is it that you want or what is it that you're looking for? Very simple. And you can just say, to be married. Confident, strong. He might say within a year, 2 years, a week, what? You can laugh it off. And then say, I just know that I am dating for a purpose. Everything I do is for a purpose. I don't waste my time. And be very confident with that. You don't have to give no extra long, drawn-out 40-hour speech. This isn't the State of the Union. Just relax and just say, I want what I want. And that's where I would like to be. And keep it going. Men are short. Men are very simple creatures, short mm-hmm. and simple. They mm-hmm. hear you. Long and drawn out, it goes into Charlie Brown. Wah, 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 wah. Stay short and sweet.
Yes, and we do not want to become Charlie Brown. I guess that is something that we do need to speak about as women, how to get to the point, say what it is you're looking for, and then return back to the dating and having a good time and just getting to know the person. So
right.
At what point...
Right.
You know, this is, you know, this tonight's show is about, you know, understanding and questioning whether or not you're ready for the ring. And so we're talking about these stages so that you can understand at what stage you are in your relationship at this time. So you might be just dating. You might be in the courting stage, which we're going to move into right now. And at that point, we should know if we're ready for the ring. So you're saying we can date multiple people. We have to go into dating already confident. There should be a level of confidence when we get into dating
right.
so that we can, you know, and tell us why. Because you said some are going to fall by the wayside. Some are going to be looking for weaknesses. And this is on both ends. This is men and women. Women are looking for your weaknesses. Men are looking for your weaknesses. Why is it important to
right.
go into dating confident?
The reason is because all men are not with good intentions. All women are not with good intentions. There are some men that genuinely want to be married, meet their wife, and go off into the sunset, buy a house, and give them the white picket fence. There are some women who are out to just be gold diggers, and they want a man to take care of them. If a man is insecure of himself, because we always think that insecurity is just with women, insecurity is with people. Every person has an issue. No one is perfect. I'm going to say it again. Every person has an issue. No one is perfect. Insecure in all of us. Everyone is insecure or uncertain or about something. Everyone got picked on about something, even if it was the most handsome guy in high school. He might have little toes, and his mom and his family might have picked on him about that. Everyone has something because no one is perfect. So when you are there,
you know, I'm laughing about the little toes. I'm sorry.
Oh, okay.
I'm sorry.
But, you know, people always think like, oh, it's just women who have insecurities, but it's not. You can meet some men who have serious insecurities, and as a woman, you're like, what is wrong with him? He has it all, but the things that he's lacking, or what it is that he feels like he doesn't bring to the table altogether, or his trust has been hurt, and that's his insecurity, that he's not confident enough in himself to be able to trust the right woman to be able to build with. That right there can be a huge issue in the growth and the growing of your relationship, because always second guessing himself, and it doesn't matter what you do, it's never good enough, because he's expecting you to mess up, because he's holding on to his past.
That's powerful.
So the difference is that we don't understand ourselves again, because when we start courting, you then like, okay, I love the representative that I met. Then the representative goes away, you know. Now you're like, okay, I got him. So I was cooking every week before. I don't like to cook. I hate it. Now she's no longer cooking. And say she switched on me, because that person that she pretended to be during courtship or dating was not who she was. And once she got the thing that she said she was looking for, not that she wanted, that she was looking for, she immediately stopped. Because she got what she was looking for. She didn't understand what she wanted. Because when you know what you want, you maintain it and you want to keep it. You're looking for something, you're glancing over it, you enjoy it for a while, and then it's a novelty. And when it's no longer fun, you put it down.
All right. I'm writing one of these notes down right now. When you know what you want, say that part again.
When you know what you want, you keep it. You know what I'm saying? Like when you know you get that house that you want to move into certain development and you get that house, you work for it, you maintain it, and you keep it. You're going to do that. If you're just looking for a place to stay and you're like, I just need somewhere to dock my head, and you got to make a choice between your rent and a party, I'm going to do this party. And I'll pay my rent next week.
Right. You said that you leave when it's no more, it's not fun anymore, it's not serving your purpose.
Yeah.
Love it.
So when you hear me say, I'm here, the fun of it is gone. It's a fad. Mm-hmm. Everyone's getting rings. Let me get one too. Can I get one? Okay, I got one.
Wow.
You didn't say you wanted a commitment. Say you wanted to be there for the long haul. You didn't want to go over with you. You didn't say that if you got hit by a car and you could no longer walk, I was going to have your back. See, that's the stuff about love that we don't talk about. That's what a ring means. A ring means even if we're making $1 million in 2013 and then we have a recession, we are broke, you still going to be there? Because now we on Roman noodles and Vienna sausages.
That sentence right there that should have just closed the show. What the ring means. If you're ready for the ring, it means that you were talking about commitment, and you said two other things. You're talking commitment and what else? You got somebody's back.
Yes. And that's what, like, because a marriage is covenant, and it's not an agreement. And what we're doing is we're making a lot of agreements. An agreement means that as long as you and I are on the same page, we cool. Covenant means good, bad, indifferent, up and down, I got your back. When we get out of agreement, I don't got to talk to you. I cannot talk to my husband. You cannot talk to your wife. But you cannot talk to your girlfriend for a few days if you don't feel like being boss.
Right.
Who gonna check you?
Woo, Tia, you're breaking it in today. You're breaking it in and breaking it down. I love it. All right. Well, now let's roll it back again, because you said a very important word. You said two very important words. You said trust to build. When you're getting into something, at that point, I think that we're no longer dating. When you are in a relationship and gaining trust, and you are building, at that point, we've begun to court. Is this correct?
Correct.
Let's talk about courting. What it is, what are the elements of it, and why we're doing it? What are we looking for when we're courting?
As women, we're looking that this man can provide. As men, they are looking that this woman will support. And see, I'm going to say it again. As women, we're looking to see that this man can provide, and men are looking to see if the woman can support. And when I say provide, I don't necessarily mean monetarily, but I mean, does he provide safety? Does he provide comfort? Does he provide homeliness? Meaning, is that the person that I can consider my home? Because we can all have a house, but, you know, home is where it's warm, where it's cozy, where I feel whole, I get replenished. So that's what you want in your husband. And that's what he needs to be able to provide. Now, as a woman, as a man, he needs an allegiance for him. Meaning that when he's out here and he's working, or just in general, he needs to know that she has his back, that she's his backbone. Because if a woman understands her role, you need to know him properly. Short, remember the short, small statements. I don't like that. Think about that. Why she say she don't like it? Why she say she don't like it? They'll come back to you. Babe, why you don't like that? You'll then be able to say, this is why. And he'll have an ear to listen to you. Men also need to know that she can be there to support his children, his family, their family, financially. What is she bringing to the table? Because he's got to provide those things. So she's got to keep those things that he's providing. So if you want to be able to feel like you're at home with your man, you've got to also be able to be there for your man and support him, because that keeps your provisions to continually come in. So that's what courting is. Dating, I am not worried about what you can provide me. And once I know that you can do those things, then it's time. We need to now be getting ready to live that life. Because we know to see through those elements, he can provide, I can support. And then we build a healthy family.
Yes. Yes. All right. Listeners, if you're just tuning in, you are joining me, Cynthia W., and Ms. Tia Hill, the Date Whisperer, as we are talking about relationship resolutions. Are you ready for the ring? If you would like to call in with any questions or comments, the telephone number is 347-996-3160. Press the number 1 to let me know that you are in queue and ready with any questions. If not, of course, you can just continue to listen in on these powerful statements that we all wish we would have heard at the age of 13, 14, 15, and 16 to prepare us for dating as well as courting. All right, so let's get back into this conversation about the courting phase of relationship. She should be able to support. Mm-hmm. He should be able to provide. How are you recognizing the signs, other than conversation, that they're able to do?
Say that again. I'm sorry.
I said, how are you recognizing the signs? And let me know if you can't hear me. That they're able to do this. Is this just conversations that you should be having? What are the things that we should be seeing and watching and looking for while we're courting that is bona fide proof that they are what they say they are?
The one thing I will say about men is if a man wants you, you will know. And when a man starts courting you, you'll know. Ask you every day, they start calling every day, asking three simple questions. What you doing? Who you going with? What time you going to be home? Okay. You all right? You know, the weather's cold. So did you get the icer out there, or do you need anything? Matter of fact, they said it's supposed to be, you know, snowing real bad. I'm going to come there. Things. They start to provide for you. Now, here's the depth. Now, let me break this real quick. It never been provided for. And any man show any type of attention. If you've never had your father tell you that he loved you, if you've never had your father tell you the tribute, the very first man that says this to you, you think that he is providing. This is an amazing feeling. So you will hear. You will say, wow, this, I like this. I love the way this feels. And if he is not for you, he knows exactly what to do. So that's why a lot of people get dating and courtship confused. Because, again, they have not experienced it. But there's a difference between a man calling me and genuinely worried about your well-being than the man just calling you to see what you're doing or you at midnight. So being provided for can be very, very tricky because most people assume that a man should be paying and doing all of these different things. If the man is not your husband, he should be paying certain things. He can do it because he wants to, but he shouldn't be obligated to pay you. That's not his responsibility.
Mm-hmm.
And I ruffle feathers when I say that, but I tell people all the time, that is not his responsibility.
That is okay. We want you to ruffle feathers and step on little man toes while you're at it.
but it's the truth. We'll give a man that's our friend all these responsibilities because we talk to him. No, he's not your husband. That's your husband's job. If she chose to sleep with him, that's her fault. But if that's not her man and he's not courting her, then why are we making him responsible for us?
Well, well, well. I know there's some feathers laying on the ground tonight. Let's talk about responsibility. I like that you brought up responsibility because in certain homes, I know I grew up hearing that, you know, your father is responsible for you until you are married. He is your covering until you are in covenant with your husband. There are a lot of people who don't just get dating and courting confused, but they also, as you mentioned, get responsibilities confused. What are the responsibilities of a single man and a single woman? If I'm dating someone, what am I responsible for? How am I responsible for myself? And same question for men.
I think the answer goes for the men and the women. If I am a single woman, I am responsible for my maintenance. I am responsible for my upkeep. I am responsible for my bills and for my livelihood. I am responsible as a single woman. As a single man, he is responsible for him. He's responsible for his bills. He's responsible for his upkeep. And he's responsible for what makes him tick. I am not supposed to look to a man and say, oh, I need money today. Bob will give it to me. We have truly, truly messed it up because here's the thing. When you get married, Bob doesn't even pay for your marriage. Your father and mother are supposed to. And this guy is giving, your father is giving you to the guy. But we are all like, oh, he needs to buy me that and buy me that. But that's not even who paid the wedding. Why? Because you are to support the man that is going to provide for your future. So your father is doing what? Supporting the vision that he had to make the provision for him to be able to live for you for the rest of your life.
Girl. I absolutely love that you are breaking it down today. I'm not even going to ask. If you want, you can go ahead and repeat that because I would like to, but I can't even remember what you just said. I'm blown away. Say it again, that your father is supposed to what?
If your father, again, your husband, a provider, and you are his support. So your father is now supporting for your husband to make the provisions for the rest of your life.
I love it. I love it. And I really, really hope that we get plenty of comments behind that one, whether they be in my inbox, whether they be in the group, whatever it is, I love it. And I can't wait to get some feedback on that one. So now we're understanding what we are responsible for. The responsibility is still or belongs to our covering, which is our father's. And if the father is not there, we are responsible for ourselves. So until you have the absolute go ahead into the courting stages. Now, even in the courting stages, what are we responsible for? if he chooses to buy you things, if he chooses to get your hair done, fine. But if not, that is still your responsibility, correct?
Right. If he chooses to do it, I mean, I'm still a woman, but so I'm going to take it and say thank you. But I'm not going to sit up here and say that it's his obligation and his responsibility to do this every week for me. Mm-hmm. No. If he's like, sweetie, you good, you straight, and you're like, you know, I want to treat you to that, thank you, and you accept it. That's him doing what? He's showing you that he can provide. He's showing you that he knows that you need this. I'm saying now you're supporting him and making sure that you are looking, maybe keeping yourself up, being the apple to your husband's eye, different things like that. So that definitely don't tell a woman not to accept a gift. Hey, but if you don't ask for it, a gift will back up in your face. Haven't you ever noticed that when someone gets up, say, I gave you blah, 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 blah. But if you ask for something, I need my hair done every week, and I need this and I need that. When it's the argument, they bring up what they do because you asked for it.
Yes, and then some bring it up whether you ask for it or not, because a lot of people go in with the expectations. I've known many men who date with expectations. But I don't know, what do we call that? That's not dating. What is that dating? What do
we
call
that? That's what I'm saying. It's so confused. I don't know. I don't have a word for it. Maybe I'll think of it, but we've gotten so misconstrued with that, because I have friends that will tell me, he should be doing this, they should be doing that. Da, 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 da. I have to tell everybody, is he your boyfriend? Is he your husband? He's your friend. And he's not doing this. Well, did you tell Dorothy this story? I did. Did Dorothy do the offer to give you some money? No. Is Dorothy your friend? Well, then what makes Dorothy different than him? It's mostly the response I get.
Wow. We don't get it
so
straight
what
today.
Makes Dorothy different?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Man, and he's told you, look, I love you, I'm going to be here for you, I have your back, no matter what, you don't count on me. And he then lets you down, then we have a, you know what I'm saying? We have a problem then. But this is not your man. You just chose to give up your cookie box because you wanted to lock him down, and he didn't lock you. We have a big problem.
Okay, well, the date whisperer is screaming some real tips for everyone to apply to their dating life. Let's go ahead and talk about entering into the dating world again. I know that I have plenty of friends who have not dated for a while. I have friends who have not dated in many years. And, they're rusty. We're all a little rusty getting our feet wet again when it comes to dating. Where do you go? Do we come see the dating whisperer? Do we go to mixers? How do we know how to begin dating again?
That's funny. I think dating again, you have to make sure that you're ready to get back outside. It is when you want to laugh again, purely with another person as a stranger, and just don't have any fear. And you're not worried about where it's going, where it's leading, where it's because you're just wanting to just get back outside. And that the person, and when I say that you sometimes need me, sometimes you don't need me. And I'm going to tell you, I know it's going to be people saying, that's crazy. Sometimes you need to go back outside and see your freedom. And I can't tell you what it's like to be outside if you don't go back outside. We all think things so misconstrued because we're like, I want to go back out. I want to go back out. I want to go back out. And we don't understand the power of our words. So we're like, I'm petrified. I'm scared. I'm a pretty man. I'm going to be the man that doesn't want to do anything. I'm going to be whatever. We say all these meet, and then we go outside, and what do we meet? That man. And then you're like, I can't believe it. But if you're like, I'm going back out here, I'm going to just have fun. I'm going to laugh at everything he says. You will leave that laughing because you didn't take anything serious. You laughed at everything he said and you told you were going to do that way before. We have put too much stock in the word date and not enough stock in the word relationship.
Yes. Yes, indeed.
Dating,
you know,
is
that
one
I'm
of the best things we can do.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So if you're telling singles to begin dating with a purpose, are they dating with a purpose or are they courting with a purpose?
They're dating with a purpose. They're dating to enjoy their life and mm-hmm. to see who's going in, to decide the end of all the men that they're dating once these men are asking them for courtship. You want to make the ultimate decision at the end of the day. Because once, this is the funny thing, men hunt, but women, and we have it so conscrewed that men are running the world, women run the world. I just, if you are out here dating, living your life, having fun, and John really like, so where were you? I called you yesterday. I know. I was out living my life. But you're still respectful. He's going to say, well, why are you out every Thursday? Oh, that's my Peter. Who's that, my friend?
Right.
He's going to start on Thursday. He's going to knock Peter out the ballpark. He's going to step up.
Mm-hmm.
Then when he says to you, you know what, I want to date you. I want to really start to build a relationship. You get the time, you get the opportunity to sit back and decide what you want to do.
All right.
And if you want this man.
Tia, you there?
Yes, ma'am.
We missed that last part. You said, if you want this man what?
Oh, if you want this man or not.
Okay. Okay. Well, all right, then let's go into some quick fires here. And what are three surefire signs that you are ready to date? Now, I do see that my guest, her call has dropped. I'm so sorry to my guests who are listening right now because this conversation was just getting great. Let's just wait and see if she's going to call back in. And we can start this conversation all over again. But it's a very powerful conversation about dating. I love that we're separating the definitions of dating and courting and wondering, giving you tips to see whether or not you are ready for the ring. Come on, Tia, give us a call back. I'm letting her know by messaging her now that, she's back. Here we go.
Can you hear me?
I've got you. Got you back. We lost you there for a second,
okay.
But we are back on. And we're actually hear you clearer now. That's nice and clear.
Yes, I think it's a little bit clear.
So I was about to do like a couple of quick fires. Like, when do you know that you're ready for the ring? Give me three ways to know that you're ready for the ring.
Three things let you know that you're ready for the ring.
Mm-hmm.
One, you're at peace. You're not stressing. Then really puts you in a very pure, blissful, amazing state of mind. And being at peace of mind is one of the best gifts that you can ever get. And that's peace of mind is amazing. You are smiling inside, which radiates through your outside. So when you see a woman and she's in love, you're like, oh, wait. It's the same as when she's pregnant, when she's about to get married. You just can look at her and be like, wow, that thing. But it is purely because it is coming from a very good place on the inside, which trans outside. And then the third thing that people will be shocked was that your chemistry is something that you need for the rest of your life. if you can touch him, he can touch you. Laugh, you joke, you can communicate, you can laugh, you can be yourself, you can have your good and bad days, and your chemistry is still there, then you're ready for the ring.
Now, I absolutely love those tips and ways to know. I would love for you to throw in knowing yourself very well. That's something that we're very big here on Tribal Wisdom. When it comes to being in a relationship, you really have to know who you are first. So do you, when you coach, is this something that you talk, and you already done told everyone to get naked, so clearly you want them to know themselves. So these are the quick fire ways to know that you're ready for the ring. And what are the red flags? I mean, I know you can say the opposite of those three things, but what are the red flags that you just, you might not be ready for the ring?
You know what's funny? We have this thing called intuition.
Mm-hmm.
We don't, we want to only listen to if he's cheating. But the funny thing about it is that you will know, like you'll be able to, you'll question everything. You'll look at him and be like, can I deal with this for the rest of my life? You will still date and hold on to men that you don't need to hold on to, or even women. You will still keep that person that you always hold everyone up to because you're like, I need them to be this person. You're always analyzing and you're always judging. And if you constantly have to test the person, constantly, you're not ready. You're not ready. But you're not, because love is blind, but love is dumb. Love falls all in. Love goes all in. Love never fails. Love never holds on it. Love is a powerful thing. But if you got on the test, you don't love me. You're analytical. Love ain't analytical.
No, great tips, because, yes, I know plenty of people who are being tested and plenty of those who love to test. And you're right. If that is the case, you are not ready, because there, that means there might be a few trust issues in the relationship that you have yet to address. So true. So true. Tia, I can't wait to continue this conversation. I'm not going to go any further with it, because I know we have plans to have some deep conversations, and I want people to chew on the fat and the meat that you have dropped today about dating and courting and being ready for the ring. But I don't want you to go anywhere just yet. Please let us know where we can find you. And I know that you also have a Are We Really Dating event coming up. Is that coming up tomorrow?
It is tomorrow. It is tomorrow. It, our relationships in the city, in D.C.
Tell us about it. Just in case, if you're listening, if you're in D.C. and you did not know about it, this is something, an event that you might want to go ahead and,
yes,
and attend.
Yes, come through. It's on our website. We are going to be discussing with our panel, are you dating? So we're definitely going to go down the rules and it, the 21st century of dating. And are we still doing it? Are we texting, Instagramming, tweeting, being social media, lunch dating, not time with each other, but, you know, Gmail and G-chatting. We're just going to get to the root of are we still dating 2015, I'm sorry.
Love it. I love it. So we can find you at www.thedatingwhisperer.com.
Date Whisperer. Yes, thedatewhisperer.com.
Mm-hmm.
The Date Whisperer TH.
Mm-hmm.
Follow me on Instagram at The Date Whisperer. You can also follow me on Facebook and Instagram at The Date Whisperer.
Yeah, I'm gonna go find you right now. I don't think I'm following you. So I need to get you on Instagram.
Really?
I don't think so. You know what? I need to go check
it. Are you
see
on Instagram?
See? Bad me. I know. I need to.
I didn't even know you were on. Thank you.
You did it? Oh. Well, let's find each other. We need to spark some conversations on Instagram. So let's definitely find each other on there. And if you did not know, we do have a single conversations group on Facebook where T and I will be starting these conversations and talking about these topics. So join us there when you get a chance. Yes, I'm very excited, especially after tonight's chat. I can't wait to get this show transcribed and up on your page on the Bridal Tribe page
yes,
so that people can read these wonderful tips. Tia, I know that you're going to be so busy tomorrow, so that's the reason why I'm not keeping you for the full hour. But, I mean, we have 8 minutes left. But I know that you're busy. I know that you're running around. And you have a lot to do. So, I want to thank you for being on the show tonight. I want to thank you for sharing all of this wonderful, wonderful information for those who need it. For those of you who are looking to get back out into dating, listen to the show, share it with friends. And, you know, let us know what you think about it. Send us an inbox message, drop a note in the group. Talk to us. Let us know what else you want to know when it comes to dating. And we are happy to discuss it with you. Until next week, we're going to be starting our new shows. If you did not know, we have a wonderful new set of individuals coming on that we will be posting about. And it's also Black History Month. While there's just a lot going on for the month of February, and we're so happy to have you join us. Again, you know what we're about here. We are not just about love. We also are about relationships. We will talk to you next week. Stay tuned, and we love you. Good night.
Thank you so much for joining us tonight on Tribal Wisdom. Stop by bridaltribe.com and visit our media page for full recaps of every show, amazing articles, and free downloads. We have an ever-growing library of knowledgeable guests with vital information for any stage of your relationship. At Tribal Wisdom, we are order and excellence.